Welcome to the Building Wealth Through Commercial Real Estate podcast, where we will discuss with industry experts on how to create wealth and build passive income from apartment buildings, self-storage, mobile home parks, and much more. Here is your host, Jonathan Way.
Welcome to the Building Wealth Through Commercial Real Estate podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Way, and I'm the founder of Greystone Capital Group, my investment firm. If you're interested in passively investing with us, please visit greystonecapgroup.com and join our investor network. Okay, and now on to the show. Hey, Chloe, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for having me today.
Yes. Chloe Kwan is a real estate investor and a developer with passionate development and creative strategies. She manages acquisition, underwriting, financing, and creative systems and processes. Her background in tech as a data scientist and an avid learner of real estate knowledge helps to ensure maximum profitability for the investors by keeping a pulse on the latest data patterns and trends. Yeah, and today she's going to share about how she develops units for leveraging to build-to-rent model. And I welcome Chloe to the show today.
Hi.
Yes. So Chloe, tell us how you first started in this real estate journey and how you got interested in development of A and B units.
Yeah, so I've always been interested in real estate. I think part of it comes from watching my mom. So whenever I was growing up, I'm from South Korea. I moved here to go to boarding school when I was 12. But when I was growing up in Seoul, which is the capital of Korea, my mom and my uncle started a commercial development company where they build 30 to 50 story high buildings, and then they leased out each unit. So sort of, you know, I didn't know the details and ins and outs of it, but I saw my mom sort of doing these, you know, deals and structuring deals and then building buildings and leasing. So I knew that sort of that was an interesting idea. I just didn't know that I was going to be in that route because, you know, as a lot of people probably can relate, I grew up sort of with the mentality that you can only be doctors, lawyers, you know, engineer, you know, things like that sort of prescribed path. And, you know, I took that route, right? I was going to become a dentist. I was a pre-dental. It wasn't until I moved to Austin from Houston, you know, back in, I think, 2017 to go to grad school and become a data scientist after that, I sort of saw the market, right? The Austin market of how hot the market is, but also, you know, from the perspective of data scientist, I saw a lot of data where the trends are, you know, going in a really exciting direction. So when I first, you know, became a data scientist, you know, with everybody else, I started with my primary residence. The difference, I guess, would be when I bought it, it was a really rundown sort of old house. And I basically rehabbed it, you know, top to bottom with Airbnb in mind. So basically what I did was, I think some people call it sneaky duplex. And basically you just rent out one, you know, part of the house as an Airbnb so you can sort of house hack it by living in the other unit. Yeah. So I've just basically renovated with that in mind. So they have their own separate backyard. They have their own separate walk entrance. So that there's really no overlap in the two units within the main short, you know, the main house. Yeah. Yeah. So that's how I got started in real estate initially.
Okay. Great. And then you have a passion for, looks like, development, and you love Austin because you live in your own backyard. Mm-hmm. And you found this land where you want to develop A and B units, right? For build to rent, right?
Yeah. So that journey has been interesting. You know, I, as a data scientist, sort of first thing that I would want to do with any kind of different asset classes or any type of new initiative would be to look at what would make sense numbers wise, right? And I knew that I wanted to invest in Austin because I saw a lot of potential with Austin market. But you know, traditional long-term rental play didn't really make sense numbers wise. I know a lot of people flip. I wanted to keep my sort of W-2 job because I really do enjoy being a data scientist. So I didn't want to go that route because it does take a significant time commitment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I basically underwritten a bunch of different asset classes to see like where I can see myself, you know, building sort of my future wealth. And it just came down to development, new development. I love going to networking events, and, you know, I met several developers, and, you know, sort of heard what the sort of pros and cons were, the challenges. And, you know, I started really digging into it, educating myself through books and podcasts and, you know, talking to other people in Austin. It's great to be in Austin because all the people in real estate that I've met so far has been so helpful, and they're so willing to help. So it really helped me sort of dive in, and you know, we started, we bought the lot in East Austin. You know, if you know the zip code, it's 78702, which is a really hot zip code of Austin. Yeah, and then we started constructing. So, you know, I think the whole gamut of, you know, the process of finding the right financing partner, finding the right, you know, business partner, finding right builders, and, you know, sort of assembling your dream team, if you will. That process actually was really fun. And I talked to maybe 80 to 100 banks in the span of 6 months, trying to find somebody who would, you know, help us finance the construction portion of it. Yeah, but, you know, I think overall it has been a really good learning experience. I do have to say, we probably got into new development at probably the worst time in the history, because of the supply chain issues, the, you know, the cost of construction materials, the shortage of labor, all of that combined. Yeah. But I think we were, you know, whenever I was underwriting, we sort of got, you know, had that in mind, that we knew that that was going to be the case going in. So I think right now we're, I think it was a really good experience. And, you know, I'm excited to scale up and do multiple projects now.
Nice. So you have this one and you have the other a lot, right? So you have two projects going right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you also have one in Airbnb in Florida. Is that correct? You're doing?
Yeah. So I bought a beach house in Florida in Port St. Joe Beach, which is like a really sort of quiet neighborhood. Our house that I bought is three blocks away from the beach. So you can walk there, and it's a white sand beach. There's not that many people here. A lot of people come here for summer vacation or as a snowbird from up north. It's just a really, it's a really nice, nice place. Yeah. So we bought, you know, the house is all close to 3,500 square foot, excluding the another structure in the back, which we're also going to be converting later. Yeah. And then it's going to be a short-term rental.
And do you have to make inside, or what are your plans for this house right now?
You mean in terms of renovation?
Yes.
We're basically doing everything. We've replaced all the, except the flooring, and then the drywalls, like we replace everything from the doors to, you know, every, like, rails to decks and all the hardwares, painted all interior, exterior, new, you know, fixing all the light fixtures and building bunk beds. Yeah, like, you name it. We're just like literally doing top to bottom renovation.
Great. That's awesome. Now, did you pick yourself these fixtures and furniture, or you had someone help you design it for you?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. So I had a lot of designing up until now. So I sort of know what I want in terms of like the design preference. And I think the design portion for short-term rental is the key in getting sort of the revenue, that gross revenue that you're looking for.
Yes.
So yeah, I literally picked, me and my business partner, we picked out virtually everything from the doors to cabinet handles, to furnitures, to light fixtures. Like, we basically bought all the materials outside of lumber.
Yeah. And you had a contract help you install it, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's nice. That's very nice. I love that. Love that concept. And so it's similar to kind of build to rent, but short-term rental, basically. Short-term rental, right?
Yeah.
Build to rent, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful. So now you're in Florida building this Airbnb house.
Mm-hmm.
In the lake and by the beach. Excellent. So what advice would you share to our audience if they're interested in real estate or development? What would you say to them?
I would say two things. One, I think networking and developing your network of people that can help you, or can, you know, maybe review your numbers, help you with finding, you know, other, you know, items that you're missing. All of those, like, you just need a really solid group of people who have done this before you, right? Like, who knows what they have done this for a while. They know sort of other people to reach out to that can help you. Yes. I think that's a really crucial aspect if you want to sort of go into development or, you know, short-term rental. I think having a team is really important. So vetting, you know, whenever I was vetting for all the contractors or, you know, builders, structure engineers, everything, I had at least like three different people that I've vetted. And so I think having a trusted team who you can really trust and you know, let them do their job that they're the greatest at, I think that's really important. But I think from an investor perspective, I think knowing your numbers, like, is really important because market changes a lot and you just have to keep the pulse on, you know, how is that built, you know, the builds that you're building right now, how is that ARV going to change later on? How is the market dynamic going to change? How's the rental comps going to change, so that you are prepared in whatever situation, right? Right now, we are going through a little bit slower of a time in terms of economy. And I think for that perspective, it's crucial, right? We don't have this bulls market anymore where, you know, everything is going well, you know, everything is, you know, going 50K, 100K, 200K over listing price. I foresee that that's going to slow down that competitiveness. So, you know, how do we make sure that we still keep our margins that we've expected and still, you know, have that returns for the investors? I think that's really important. And I think that's the key aspect of being a developer or a short-term rental operator.
Yeah, I think, there's a lot of headwinds from the war to inflation and everything else we see slowing down. So supply chain issues and a food crisis going on.
Right.
Blockage, so, okay. Right. Well, that's great. That's great, Chloe. Okay, well, thank you very much for coming, Michelle. How people reach out to you if they want you to reach out to you, Chloe?
I think the best way would be to message me on Instagram. My handle is Chloe, so CHLOEKWON.RE. You can follow me there, reach out. I try to share all my updates on that Instagram. But feel free to reach out, DM me if you have any questions or if you want to partner in the future projects. I will be, I'm going to be continuing to build in Austin and have short-term rentals, and I have some other project ideas. So,
Well, wonderful. Michelle. Thank you very much for coming on the show, Chloe. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. For more information, you can find us online at www.graystonecapgroup.com. Check back weekly for new episodes. See you again next time.